What's the name of the MC?
Is Bree in the house? All right, Bree. We are ready for thee.
Gentlemen, let's give a big, warm Belfast and entire state of Maine ukulele community welcome to Stuart Fuchs. He is going to delight us for the next hour or so. Stuart Fuchs on the ukulele.
All right. Thank you so much. It's a delight to be here. Thank you. This is the farthest north I've ever been in Maine. Wow. Where you been all my life? Really? I know, when I heard this was the mid-coast, I said, really? Wow. Well, it's a delight to be here. Thank you, Risa, for working the sound and your beautiful design. And before I start, I just want to say a big thanks and much appreciation to everybody who's been playing so far and everybody who's going to play. What a fantastic group of performers we have, every group. Let's give it up. Thank you. Merci. So good to be here. It's a real pleasure to be here, here in beautiful Belfast. And this ukulele is actually, it's a homecoming for it because this is a custom-made Joel Eckhouse ukulele. So, Ernest Uke, back in its motherland of Maine. So I'm going to play a few more pieces from my new CD. That one was a medley of some Hawaiian instrumentals. The new CD is called After All This Time. And it arrived on my doorstep as I was leaving yesterday to arrive here. So it's literally hot off the press, if you're interested. It's back there. Here's a song. It's a love song for those who love math. Wizard of the strings, Mr. Roy Smek. Any fans out there? Mr. Roy Smek. Did you know that the very first sound film ever made was Roy Smek playing for 18 minutes? You can see it on YouTube. He plays Hawaiian steel guitar, also some plectrum banjo, four-string New Orleans-style banjo, and he also plays some absolutely ripping ukulele. I don't know how that ukulele didn't explode or crack in half, because you have to watch it to believe it. But that was one of the first sound films ever recorded, Mr. Roy Smek. He is made famous for a lot of his ukulele tricks. He played it with his teeth. He played it behind his head. Have you ever seen any of his stuff? Maybe we'll do some later. Anyway, he did some things with the ukulele that Jimi Hendrix later did with his electric guitar, and he did it in the vaudeville era without any amplification. So he really was a master musician. He had a sensitive side as well. He didn't only play with his teeth, he played with his heart. And this is one of his pieces. This is the one I meant to play. This is the second track on CD, and this is the Magic Ukulele Waltz. Thank you.
Thank you. day playing Beatles.